Well, good morning. 7:21 a.m. Tuesday, June the 2nd, 2026. 58 degrees, mostly cloudy morning here in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Getting the gear settled. Getting ready for the last mile here. So yeah, the baking went well yesterday. The bread came out quite nice. I was a little concerned. When I pulled it out of the oven, the top was really pale. But I'm so used to having the top crust be almost burnt. Just one notch back from black. it actually came out really well. Really good. Well, I wonder if it's well or good. It came out good. The process went well. I'm dialing in my nose in terms of figuring out the ripeness of the starter by how it smells. And what I'm going for is root beer. The ones that seem to be the most active, that seem to be the most useful, are almost root beery, as opposed to more ale, beer smell. It's interesting how much the aroma can change from day to day. I goosed up my next starter for the next batch. I goosed that up yesterday with a fresh potato and some fresh potato water. I'll have to give it some sugar this morning and see if I can get the root beer. It's already putting out a good amount of foam, which is another sign. If there's no foam, it's not doing anything. So I also changed up the ratio between hydration and flour. And I'm calling all of the starter hydration, even though a lot of it is potato solids that are suspended in the water, which is why putting a bare 325 milliliters of starter into a 500 gram flour loaf makes it too dry. 350 seemed to work really well with this batch. We'll see how it goes. Giving it enough time to respond made a big difference too. I left it in the bowl overnight rather than putting it in the pan. Mostly because I started it too late in the day to get the amount of work done on developing the gluten and the crumb. But I had a piece of toast this morning for breakfast. Peanut butter was delicious, along with my Chex and blueberries. I probably should say blueberries and Chex. I'm pushing it a little bit this morning. I'm trying to get back. I've got a taxi job this afternoon. I got to take the spousal unit to doctor's visit, checkup, late morning. And I want to have some more of my No Man's Sky freighter fitted out. I hired my first fighter. I need to hire about, well, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need to hire about 10 more frigates. And frustratingly, having been inundated by requests to be recruited, I have not seen a single frigate looking for work for like the last day. But we'll get there. We'll get there. I have yet to get any of my freighter equipment built. I'm not exactly sure. Well, I do know. It's because I don't have the frigate parts. I need to unlock the recipes for the things I need to have to keep my freighter safe. So it's just sitting in a relatively quiet system, floating along while I work getting it outfitted for more vigorous efforts. I need to set up a cadmium mine. I have a feeling I'm going to need a lot more cadmium. My settlement is supposedly producing frigate fuel, which is good. I need about four more settlements doing that, and settlements are fun. Settlements are okay. You want to be mayor of this town? Go for it. And of course, they always start with one foot in the grave. Like, you gotta be kidding me. I wonder if I can find a settlement on my main paradise planet base. The one I've got is on a super hot planet. I just stumbled on it. I didn't know it was even a thing. And it's got massive, massive problems that I have slowly worked through. It's now an S-class settlement because I upgraded one module, the Star Dock, Starport, to S-class, which apparently lifts the whole settlement up. And I'm trying to get the stuff I need to take all of my B-level production, which is all plants. I don't know. I really don't know the value of having my production being 80% botanical. There's probably a really good reason for it. I just don't know what it is. But I've built some key mines around the various planets and outfitted almost all of them. I got to get the silver mine fixed up. But outfitted them with transit gates so I can just jump between them and empty out the storage and move on. I finally got my post up yesterday. Kind of want to get ready to sit with me. Monk post, speaking of post. I finally got my first of the month blog post up. I got sidetracked. I probably will surprise no one to learn that I got sidetracked early in the day. And while I have the monthly blog post on a calendar that tells me you need to post your blog, you need to post to your blog. I forgot all about it because I didn't check the list. I didn't check my to-dos until like dinner time. And at that point, I couldn't do much about it because I had to fix dinner. Made chili. It was came out pretty good. Very low spice. I'm trying to be a little careful. I like spicy food. My taste buds aren't helping me any, and it tends to irritate my spouse's digestion, so I have to be a little careful. But I can still make it flavorful without making it hot. So there's that. I'm reading the next book in Rebooting the Apocalypse. I'm in the last third, which it looks very much like it's going to spend the last third of the book locked in a deadly existential battle against overwhelming odds, which they will, of course, have to. Prevail over, or the series becomes a four-volume series, and he moves on. Sort of the way that works. So it's not. Some of the tension is lacking, because, duh. Morning Rose. Little buds are opening up. There's more of them this morning. It's not like this is sci-fi and it's likely to be canceled in mid-season. It's, I'm pretty sure there's a book 5 in the works, which means these guys can't kick it. But as I'm going through it, I realize this is not what I like about lit RPG. This relentless battle against overwhelming odds. which, because of the nature of the beast, you know, will not actually be overwhelming. So it just becomes an exercise in how much damage can I take and still win? Maybe the next book will be the rebuilding book that I'm more interested in. I'm really looking forward to Stargazer's War Volume 3. The premise, the setup of melding cultivation with space opera. And he's done really well with it. Probably because I looked at some of his other books. It's just not like his first book. It's not his first foray into the self-publishing arena. He's got several others. I probably won't go into them just because I want to try to find some new authors that I haven't read before. And I keep getting sidetracked by all of the people putting out the next book in the series, and I've started so damn many series. It's almost inevitable that somebody puts out a new volume. The library reboot. Finally wrapped up. I remember now if it's book 6 or book 7, but that was fun. That was a fun sir. That was a fun book. Part mystery. Part building. I loved building. Working on the pieces. Having to the mechanic of in order to open this branch of the library, we have to get all the overdue books. And we know who has them. They won't give them up. So we have to go out and collect them. And that mechanic was just so much fun. And sometimes it was a matter of, no, I don't want to give it to you. Well, it's not your book. And then there were the, I'm going to kill you rather than give up my book, which is a little more dire. But there was a nice balance between, oh yeah, sorry, we forgot, and no way in hell. So it was one of those, you never knew when they were going off on an expedition what they were going to run into, whether it's going to be completely dire, wonderfully engaging, an interesting look at a new civilization based on a life form that doesn't exist in the universe we know. So it was fun. I really liked that. I'm glad it's over. You can only take that so far. You can only go to that well a couple of times before it gets a little old. But it was fun. It was good. Good morning.
Good morning, neighbor.
Yep. Up and at him, huh? I like his red shoes. So that was good. I enjoyed that. I'm glad to get that one off my plate, though, because I need to make room for some more stuff. I need to find some more self-published authors. Did I beat the sprinkler? I might have. I don't see the sprinkler sprinkling on the front yard. That means I'm here in time. I did bump right along. I'll get out the door at 7 o'clock. 7:41 right now. I have not slacked off much. Almost 21 minute recording. Good enough. Nice walk. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's a 3-day, so I won't be walking tomorrow, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.